This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh, the big news. It broke recently. It has to do with one Donald Trump and CNN. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yes, Donald Trump is back under the spotlight. He's in trouble. They have gotten more tapes on Trump. Remember the Billy Bush stuff where Donald Trump talked about grab women would when it comes to very, very successful men, they let them do anything to them, and they could even let them grab them by the womp womp. And it was a big explosion. Well, ooh, this is going to be even worse. And what's funny, Democrats are salivating over the idea of getting somebody's attorney-client privilege tapes and listening to them. Yeah, they don't care about the rule of law when it applies to them. Can you imagine? I want to stop for just a second because it's an easy thought exercise. What would they be saying if Cohen were Barack Obama's attorney and we had some sort of evidence against him that was coming through his attorney? What do you think the Democrats would be saying if people were going, we want to hear the tapes? If CNN, do you think CNN would work that hard to get the tapes of Barack Obama and the exchange between him and his lawyer? Hey, just out of curiosity, do you think they would work that hard to get any tapes between Hillary Clinton and the exchange between her lawyers? This is a Democrat apparatus, a Democrat machine that didn't even record Hillary Clinton when she was testifying for 3.5 hours at the FBI. They have no video. They have no notes. And they want to look at Donald Trump's, listen to Donald Trump's tapes between his attorney. Everybody on the planet, if you're able to speak, 5 years old, know attorney-client privilege. Everybody knows that that's between him and his attorney, whatever he talked about. But for the sake of discussion, let's just throw out the rules because that's essentially what the left does when it applies to us. So CNN gets this exclusive. I saw it. We have an exclusive on these tapes. Yeah. So what? You're trying to bring down a president of the United States with these tapes that you shouldn't even have? And oh, by the way, CNN, you know, they want to be very clear that you shouldn't have this type of stuff. You know, this isn't legal for you to have because that's how they reacted when they had the DNC, emails. When the DNC got hacked, Cuomo issued a warning to people.
So interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means.
Well, if you happen to have gotten a periodical or something where they were talking about these emails, you could possibly go to jail. It's illegal. And the only people who should be, explaining these emails, media-splaining, mansplaining these DNC hacked emails would be CNN. But, hey, let's throw it all out right now when it comes to the illegally obtained emails, voice messages, illegally recorded, by the way, by Cohen, which certainly made Donald Trump question what he's doing as his attorney, but illegally recorded, attorney-client privilege information, and here CNN going, hey, we got an exclusive. They weren't worried too much about an exclusive when the DNC hacked those emails. They aren't worried too much about an exclusive when we reveal time and time again that Peter Strzok, McCabe, and all these other people that are part of the Obama administration were kept in the loop on an investigation, a witch hunt of Donald Trump. And you know what's funny about it? None of it do you need to be concerned about. None of it. I told you people, I've been telling you since the moment Donald Trump entered the mainstream politics, I'm talking about became the presidential nominee for the Republican Party, the unlikely presidential nominee, you have never seen a more vetted dude. You have never seen a guy who plays it more straight-laced I'm talking about to the letter of the law. And these people want his taxes. You know what they're not asking for? They're not asking for his college transcripts. They're not asking for his birth certificate. Because we know he went to Wharton, and I guarantee you if Donald Trump was a dummy at Wharton, they would have told you. But what they won't tell you is they won't tell you what Barack Obama's grades are. They won't tell you. It'll never come out. Because you know what you're going to find out? He was a raving idiot. The same way you look at these clowns that have all these highfalutin degrees, and they can't put two sentences together that make sense. I'm talking Cuomo, I'm talking Maddow, I'm talking Chris Matthews, and all of them. They are raving lunatics, and you see it every day. So let's talk about Trump and his recording. So here's Donald Trump's recording, and you got to hear this. You got to hear this. They must have paid dearly for this, and these tapes actually exonerate Trump.
Let me know what's happening, okay? Oh. Oh. Maybe because of this it would be better if you didn't go. You know, maybe because of this. For that one, you know, I think what we can do is get rid of this because it's so false with this. I think it's such bull. I think this goes away quickly. I think it's probably better do the Charleston thing. Just this time. In 2 weeks it's fine. I think right now it's better. You know? Okay. You take care of yourself. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I'm proud of you. So long. Bye.
There it was, folks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Love to get your comments on this. 844-551-8255. Let me know what's happening. Oh, maybe because of this, it would be better if you didn't go. You know, maybe because of this, for that one, you know, get rid of this because it's so false what they're saying. It's such bull. Beep. I think this goes away quickly. That's what he goes on to say. There is nothing in these tapes that lead to anything that Trump did, which, for the record, I wouldn't even care. It's not like this is Oval Office stuff and, you know, this lady was caught under the desk, you know, and she said, oh, no, I was looking for a button the president dropped off of his shirt. There's nothing there. Anyway, lots to talk about. Can't wait to get back and give you guys more of the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, we had a tragedy in Hollywood, a tragedy in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about this? Drugs is taken. I mean, it infiltrated, you know, Hollywood entertainment. We all know this, right? Most of these hard rockers, these singers, these Hollywood types are into drugs. Demi Lovato is one such casualty. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. These are the types of tragedies that no politics. This is just a tragedy in general, period. No, you know, ipso facto. Everybody can suffer from this. You can raise your children to be the best people in the world, and they can fall victim to this. And it depends on their influences. That one thing, I tell some people, I don't know if I've said this on air, but I was going to write a book called Split Second. And it was that one thing you did that changed your life forever. And you know it. And it could be good or bad. And I never tell people which way to go. What I was going around thinking, you know, when I'd be on a plane with somebody and I'd say that, you know, we'd chit-chat, plane talk. We become plane buddies. And I'd say, they'd say, what do you do? I'd say, I'm a writer now. And this was before I mean, I still do it, but before I was writing, I actually started writing this book. In other words, before I became a published author, I just was curious about people's stories, so I would jot them down. And I would ask people, you know, what's your most, crazy moment that you wish, you know, that you could potentially change? And one lady said to me, I'll never forget this. I mean, I'll forget the context, but I know this is what she said. She said, it was the day I met my husband. And I went, whoa, this is going to be one of these feel-good stories, you know. And, love at first sight. I was, you know, going down the wrong path with the wrong guys and met this guy and he straight man. And she says, yeah. She said, if I had to do all over again, I would have never married him. And I was like, whoa. Then she goes on to tell the story. And I was, you know, it was a tragic story. You know, abusive guy. And she knew it. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa. So it was interesting that here, you know, even for me, because I'm thinking most people are going to tell me I almost made the wrong decision. You know, and I straightened myself out. I almost took a drug. I almost committed a crime. I almost, you know, went the wrong direction. And this lady says, no, the decision I made was cataclysmic. And so it really is that simple. I tell the story in the context of my dad, who at 8 years old was at a house party with his grandmother, my great grandmother, everybody alcoholics. And my dad, you know, they're all drinking. And my dad creeps towards a coffee table and takes a swig of beer. And they see him doing it. And he takes a swig of a beer and then spits it out. And they all start laughing. And my dad said to me, it was funny. He was like, in that moment, I became an alcoholic. Now, he's not saying I started using alcohol. He's saying, in that moment, my life changed forever. And he's so right. Because I tell that story and say, had I done that in my family, there would have been nobody laughing. There's everybody in that room would have been trying to get a piece of my hide. But they would have had to get in line because my grandmother would have snatched me up so fast and whooped my butt good. And I would have never wanted to look at alcohol or touch alcohol again. But my father says in that moment, he became chemically dependent on something for the rest of his life, the rest of his miserable life. I respect him as my father the way the Bible tells me to, but I don't respect him as a man. So long story short, that was his cataclysmic moment. And it struck a chord in me to such a degree that not only did I write about it, I started asking people their question. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because Demi Lovato got hospitalized because she took an overdose. And I always think of the Hollywood people first because they have so much. I mean, I've never taken a drug. I've been drunk a couple times in my life, and I'm not talking stinking black. Well, one time I was a little bit out of it. I woke up over the toilet. Of the two times I was drunk, you know, it was around people that I knew. But and I have good reasons for it. I mean, not that that's any of your business, but I do have good reasons for it. But I'm not a drunk. I drink to the point where I go, okay, that's it. You know, I can cut off at any point. And I did that because most of the people in my family were alcoholics. Anyway, she was hospitalized, apparent drug overdose. But her family says she's awake. They want to thank everyone for the love, prayers, and support. And blah, blah, blah. 25 years old, got the world on a string. And she's, you know, a drug addict. I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's a drug addict. And ironically, in June, she came out with a album that was about overcoming this drug addiction that she had, which, you know, most people that have drug addictions, from what I know, tell you, you don't overcome them. But here's what she said about her, you know, that light bulb moment about drugs. And I would say it's a cautionary tale for your children.
My first time doing coke, I was 17, working on Disney Channel, and I was with a couple friends, and they introduced me to it. I was scared, because my mom always told me that your heart could just burst if you do it, but I did it anyways, and I loved it.
She loved it, Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Speaking of Demi Lovato, girl that's got a drug problem, will have a drug problem for her entire life. And she's 25 years old, been in and out of rehab. Brilliant singer from what I hear. I don't remember songs that she's done. I know I've heard them because, you know, I listen to the radio with my kiddos and stuff like that. But I don't know who, I wouldn't know that's a Demi Lovato song. All these girls meld into one as far as I'm concerned. But I'm really sad for her. I'm very sad for her because I think about everything she's got ahead of herself. And there's this chemical reaction. Her body can get close to that drug. And it will just engulf her. It's a monster waiting to devour her. And she gets to pick and choose if she wants that monster to go there. And she's allowing the monster to win. And, I could turn this into politics in so many ways and all that. But as I said, this isn't about politics. This is about a young lady who can't overcome that need despite having all that. It reminds me of Roy Tarpley. A basketball buddy of mine, played for the Mavericks, would have made Shaq an unknown name. I mean, Tarpley was a talented dude. I mean, lean and mean, 7'1" or something like that, and he could give Shaq all he could handle. Still sinewy, you know, not big like Shaq, but just long and lean, but strong. And Roy, he's dead now. But he could not stay off the drugs, man. I mean, he had a massive contract with the Mavericks. He was the star. The Mavericks would have won 3-4 rings with him easy. But that's what happens. Anyway, sad story. I hope she gets over her addiction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The government has until 6 o'clock Eastern time to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said there is one thing we have to remember when reuniting kids and parents.
In the midst of the plan, as we had these intervening court cases, and it's really impossible for folks to maybe fully recognize this, we really want to protect the children.
There will be around 900 children who won't be reunited with their parents as they have either serious criminal records or have already been deported without their children. Today, President Trump is in Iowa, where he is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce Also at that roundtable event is Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Biggest unused resource is people who've been sidelined because they don't have the skills.
Late this afternoon, President Trump is heading to Illinois, where he will celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, I love they've released the Trump tapes. You know why this is such a bad thing for the media? And look, I don't know how many they have. I don't know what's been discussed. But I'll tell you this. I don't think... Look, Donald Trump's a billionaire. And of everything that I've seen of this man, with the money that he's had and the life that he's led, there is nothing... He can't have that, you know, I mean, people throwing themselves at him. There's no reason for Trump to have done anything illicit. And for the record, I don't know what's going to come out of this thing, but there's hardly anything that would change my mind about Donald Trump. Oh, Kevin, he had an affair. Okay. Is it right? No. Is it human? Yes. Everything they're going to do, what the left doesn't understand, and I've been talking about this, guys, with polling over the last couple of days, Trump just ticks up. And this is another one where he's going to tick up. The first tape they released, you got to figure they're looking for the, you know, going for the jugular. But the first tape they released, it exonerates him. He's like, this is total BS. You know, he's like, let's just get rid of it. Billionaires will pay $100,000 as a nuisance thing. It's like I was talking about this guy from Mozilla who donated $1,000 to a pro-marriage group. That $1,000 for a guy worth $200 million, that's nuisance money. That's so here's your donation. Now don't come back. I'm not saying he's not pro marriage, I'm not saying his heart wasn't in it. But I'm saying if he really wanted to support pro marriage, he had the coin to do it in a big way. So this idea that, you know, he lost his company over $1,000 donation. So anyway, back to Trump. They've miscalculated this guy at every turn, and here it is again. If that's the best they got, they're in trouble. Because at some point, there are Democrats out there, maybe not the least common denominator Democrat, but there are Democrats out there going, wait a minute. Attorney-client privilege was busted, and this is what you came up with? This is indeed a witch hunt. That's what you're going to hear. I don't know. Look, if there are Democrats listening to the program, I know there are, and you are not here to be mad, I would really love to hear from you. If you're a converted Democrat, you voted for Obama, didn't think you'd like Trump, call the program 844-551-8255 and let me know what you think. Because I could not in good conscience remain a Democrat watching what's going on here. I'm a pragmatist who votes Republican for the most part. And here's what I'll tell you. I'll never vote Democrat, but here's what I'll tell you. When I look at this situation, if the Republicans were doing this to even somebody as vile as Hillary Clinton, I would be up in arms. I would be saying to the Republican Party, what are you doing? If they violated Hillary Clinton's attorney-client privilege for whatever reason, I would say, what are you doing? When did this become not America? But the Democrats want this stuff.
they would, when it suits their needs, they gladly throw away the Constitution. They gladly throw away the rights of a person that they hate. That should be most scary to you. Now, look, there's some scary things that when you look at everything that's been done, the orchestration to get rid of Trump, to have never made him president, and now to continue to go after him. And this is what I tweeted this just recently. I said, I am so proud to have voted for the dude who defeated the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the DNC, the crooked Clinton machine, the crooked Obama administration, and the media. He overcame all those things to become president of the United States, which has exposed this government for what it is, a sham government. I'm not an anarchist. I believe in government. I believe that government should be there to help those who need help. I believe that government should be there to provide a basic framework for society to function. If the framework of the left is where society functions, shame on them, because they essentially have said the elitists get away with all of this. Because I'm going to tell you something. What you are upset about, what will upset you the most, is if nobody goes to jail for what we've seen happen right now. You will know without any doubt that this is the most corrupt government in the country. I mean, in the world. People have to go to jail for everything we've witnessed happening here. If Strzok doesn't do some jail time, if McCabe doesn't do some jail time, many others, and I'm talking higher up. You know what I'd like to see? I'm going to tell you right now. You can call this controversy. I would love to see Barack Obama have to do time, or at the very least, Trump would have to pardon him. I'd love to see that, because I'm telling you right now, this was the most crooked president to ever sit his bony butt in the Oval Office chair. Undoubtedly. And he's running around free. Hillary Clinton's running around with her colostomy bag, giving speeches still. James Comey's out there. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, all of them. They should be in prison. This is treason of the highest order. They didn't fire any shots, but they wanted to put away a guy. They wanted to essentially ruin the reputation of a man because they didn't agree with his politics. That's it. That's what we're dealing with here. People are sick. Did you see this story? This is in the National Review. They want 2 hours of free speech per week. 2 hours of free speech. Southern Louisiana University, public school, allows its students to exercise their right to free speech and free assembly for only 2 hours per week. Again, public school. University speech limiting rules can be found in the University Policy on Public Speech, Assembly, and Demonstrations. And here's what it says. In accordance with the U.S. federal court's decision, the university has the right to regulate the time of speech or assembly activities. A two-hour period will be provided to individuals and/or organizations for these purposes at Southeastern. Speech assembly activities will be limited to 1 2-hour time limit per 7-day period, commencing the Monday of each week. So it's a 2-hour speech period per week. This is what universities are doing. And I love how, in accordance with U.S. federal court decisions. Excuse me, but I don't believe a U.S. federal court can supersede the U.S. Constitution where it comes, it has to do with my free speech rights. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody says it does. Do you think maybe these people need to be sued? Get this. In addition to restricting when speech is allowed, Southeastern also strictly limits where it can occur. According to the policy, public discussion and or peaceful public assembly or demonstration is allowed without prior administrative approval in 3 locations. The steps of and the grassy area near the Student Union Annex, the grassy area in front of a student activity center, and the presidential plaza. Furthermore, students need to register to use these spaces for public speech or assembly a minimum of 7 days in advance through the Office of Assistant VP of Student Affairs. So that not only do you only get 2 hours, but where you can speak freely, you must 7 days in advance register. Hey, listen, I may want to make a declaration in a week or so, and I'd like to book the annex in front of the grassy knoll. You know, I mean, can you believe this? They said the university has earned a red light rating, the worst possible, from the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, FIRE. And looking at these policies, it's not hard to see why. This is what I'm reading here. It says maybe, now, this is what the guy writes. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't really understand the thinking behind policies as strict as these. After all, as far as I've always understood it, college is supposed to be a time for young people to explore different thoughts and ideas and learn how to effectively articulate their own. If education in these areas was a goal of this college, you would think it would want to encourage more free speech. Look, you'd have to be naive to believe that college is a place where your child is going there to learn, unindoctrinated, just give me my business degree, give me my engineering degree, my physics degree, my math degree, my computer science degree, my computer engineering degree, whatever. No. You could go to college for whatever you want. Your kid is going to get a dose of leftism indoctrination that you have never seen. I'm talking, if you think it was bad going through primary school, they put it on steroids in college. Oh my gosh. They say some of Southeastern's other rules are equally unreasonable. For one, limiting the areas where speech is allowed to only 3 spots. They have 13,000 students. If they all want to book it at the same time, could they do it? Requiring a 7-day prior reservation to use these spaces. Incredibly restrictive, given you don't know what's going on. Maybe something, you know, it's a flare-up. And you wonder why these kids, I mean, if I, like the Berkeleys, you know, burn place down because they go, hey, we got rights. Well, what happens if you don't? Do you violate that? Do you go to jail? Do they kick you out of school? It's a public school. Look, enough is enough. When do we decide? We hear all the stories. I could tell you stories for days. When do we decide we're going to go after, you know, Southern Louisiana University? That's what I want to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This administration is on a crusade against people who they do not consider original Americans, which is specious and hypocritical at best, because unless you're a member of a Native American tribe, then you're really an immigrant to the United States, right? What they've done at the border is an example of it, what they've done in Puerto Rico, and they are on a jihad to deport as many people as they can who they believe are not in the United States legally. One of the rationales they use is people who committed crimes in the past, even if they have no criminal activity, even if they're now leading productive lives, they deport people based on past crimes. We're doing everything we can to frustrate their efforts.
Them dars fighting words. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I slowed it down because we do have some people who aren't as quick You know, you do a number, hey, call us 844-551-8255, you know, and they can't get it. So it's 844-551-8255. Couldn't enunciate any better than that. Yeah. Or I could get ethnic with it. While we're on the subject, 844-551-8255. Give a brother a call. We'd love to hear from you. We really do. So that was Cuomo, the governor of New York, of Cuomo famous, you know, royalty DNA, Father Mario, who I believe was also the governor of New York or the mayor of New York or whatever. It doesn't matter. Governor, mayor, it's all one, you know, just big bubble. Doesn't matter. New York City runs the state of New York, unfortunately, and that's the case of many of the big cities. But anyway, Cuomo says that Donald Trump is committing jihad. For the record, I want to just say this. It doesn't matter what big city you're in, right? Chicago, L.A., you know, Dallas, Houston. Big city politics are nothing more than tributaries that filter into the big ocean swamp known as the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what city you choose. It just turns out that New York is a good example a lot of the time. When we're talking about feces, pick your city. New York, Chicago, San Francisco. San Francisco, human feces. They have a map where you don't have to step in it. And hypodermic needles and people shooting up as the mayor's walking by. I mean, it's crazy. It's nothing but a swamp. Mayor de Blasio of New York exudes leftism. He is a progressive to his rotten core. He's undone most of the great work of the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who cleaned that city up, made it safer. Bloomberg followed him as a so-called moderate. He enriched himself greatly, went from being worth about $4 billion to about $35 billion while working full-time in New York. He got his pound of flesh, retired, and now one of the richest men in the world. He didn't quite let it go to hell in a handbasket, but then enters de Blasio and avowed, I mean, this guy is a socialist to his core, as I said earlier. Thinks of himself as progressive. New York now has become a cesspool. Vagrants defecating and urinating in the streets with immunity. Cops don't even arrest them. It's like, who wants to deal with the paperwork? Drugs, prostitution, other things that would be called crimes in the real world are overlooked by New York PD, NYPD. Why? Because why bother? Leftists are just going to step in and undo it all. Why don't you arrest this prostitution who was shooting up while having sex with a man in the alley in the theater district? I don't understand. You know, why are you doing this, New York City Police Department? You're an oppressive individual. So they just say, who cares if you're shooting up while, you know, doing a John in the middle of an alleyway during, you know, where there's Disney, right? The Disney store. Who cares? Who cares that kids could see it? Women, y'all think I'm kidding. If you haven't been to New York in a while, you won't believe this, but it's a true story. I saw two absolutely stunning, kind of Puerto Rican looking girls, and they had on what I thought were bikinis, American flag bikinis, you know, and they're walking, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, you know, if you're going to walk around in a bikini in the middle of Manhattan, you would think you got to be pretty, you know, you got to have a tight body. These girls were stunning. And the closer they got, I went, that's not a bikini. It was paint. It was paint. Women walking around butt naked. I don't even know what they were advertising. It was like, drink this beer. If there was a beer, it was like, what? So I don't know who pays them to do this. I don't know whether they do it just to try to get modeling. I don't know. I really don't. I just know, wow. I don't think we're going to see that in the Middle East. But that's the state of New York. And I remember them having a discussion around, should these women be allowed to walk around nude in body paint? And I'm going, really? In said no other culture that I'm aware of. You know, look, I get it. These people, there are places in Europe you walk around nude, you know, nude beaches, things like that. And I guess maybe this will become the norm, but it's kind of weird to me. And I'm no prude. Believe me, they were stunning. They were stunning. You know, I was trying to get my camera out. You know, you like the, in the horror movie where the person's trying to get the keys in the car key and the keyhole, trying to get the phone key. They disappeared. It's like, oh crap. Then you question yourself, should I have been trying to get that picture? Yeah, people wouldn't believe you. I think I probably got it. Anyway, swamp. Things get worse when you get to the governmental level. It's one thing to be at the state level, but the governmental level. And that's where Cuomo comes in. Royalty. You know, this Cuomo DNA royalty. This dude's probably connected to mafia, mobsters of all types and ilks. And, you know, you talk about knowing where the bones are buried, man. You run a city or a state like New York where the big politics of it is the city. And that's what you get. So Cuomo says, you know, that the Donald Trump's immigration policies are the equivalent of a jihad. A jihad. They love to throw this thing in your face that Donald Trump doesn't want any people of color in America. Okay, then let me ask you this. Why isn't he getting rid of the people of color in America? Because it seems like the Democrats do one heck of a job of getting rid of people of color while accusing Trump of not wanting them. Do I need to bring up Planned Parenthood right now? So, the nerve of them to say that. Now, he's got a challenge. Cuomo does. He's got a challenger. This isn't going to be just a cakewalk for him. Now, I predict he wins. He'll win the governorship of New York. You want to know why? Because he's crooked. Man, crooked as the day is long. He's talking about, in his jihad, he was talking about Puerto Rico. He says, but what they've done at the border is an example. What they've done in Puerto Rico, and they are on a jihad to deport as many people as they can who they believe are not in the United States legally. Now, he doesn't say they're in a jihad to deport all these other black folks and these brown folks that are legal citizens. If it's a jihad against black and brown, why stop at the illegals? Go ahead and include Harlem. If Donald Trump says, you know, today I've issued an executive order, we're going to get all of the black people out of Harlem and all of Mexicans, you know, out of the barrio in East L.A. And any the Sarah Sanders is left to deal with the press conference, then I would say maybe he's onto something. Yeah, jihad in the name of Trump. And he used that term, which really set off the Muslim community. The Muslim Democratic Club of New York said he needed to apologize for using this improper use of the term. He says Trump anti-immigrant agenda is rooted in white nationalism, racism, and xenophobia, said Safi Mehdi, MDCNY board. Governor Cuomo's comparison of it to a jihad only perpetuates the Islamophobic trope. Yet acts of violence are somehow a Muslim invention. No, but jihad is. Here's the deal. I don't care what Muslims think, what they think, but I'm happy to see him go after Cuomo, particularly in light of his move of releasing criminals in New York merely to thumb his rather large nose at President Trump. He pardoned illegals to help them avoid deportation. Pardoned illegals. Took a dig at Trump's and his zero tolerance immigration policies, they write. I hope New Yorkers finally wake up to the nonsense that there are citizens of this country in jail or fined for the same things that Cuomo and leftists are letting illegals get away with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.